بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يتجزى أشعار عارف الله حضرت شاه حكيم أخت محمد ثاب حضرت شاه حكيم محمد أخت ثاب رحمة الله عليه تتأيت الإيز يا رب كرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جهاده
يا رب كرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جهاده جو مستحق غضب کا اس کو امان دے اور اپنے فضل سے مجھ کو صدق نسان دے اور اپنی محبت کی بھی ایک خاص شان دے یا رب کرم سے مجھ کو تو دونوں جہان دے یا رب مجھے زمان ایسے مکان دے جس میں تیری ہی یاد ہو ایسی ہر آن دے کوئی ہمارے کان میں ایسی فغان دے جس سے ہمارے ہر بنے جس سے ہمارے ہر بنے تجھ پہ جان دے اور اپنی مغفرت کی مجھے ایسی شان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے ہر ذرہ کائنات کا تیرا نشان دے اپنا پتا دے مجھ کو یوں اپنا نشان دے چاہو جہاں بھی دل میرا بس تجھ پہ جان دے آہوں کو میرے درد کا وہ ترجمان دے تیرا بیان ہر زمان جس پہ زبان دے ہمت کی میری خاک کو آن بان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے ہمت کی میری خاک کو آن بان دے دل کو جو میری شوکت ہفت آسمان دے توفیق کا کرم سے وہ تیرو کمان دے جو ہر عدو سے ہر زبان مجھ کو امان دے توفیق کا کرم سے وہ تیرو کمان دے جو ہر عدو سے ہر زبان مجھ کو امان دے مالک میری زبان کو وہ سحر بیان دے جو میری بات سن لے وہ بھی تجھ پہ جان دے اختر کو اپنے غم کی وہ مغمور جان دے مالک میری زبان کو وہ سحر بیان دے جو میری بات سن لے وہ بھی تجھ پہ جان دے اختر کو اپنے غم کی وہ مخمور جان دے جو تیرے درد و غم کا ہمیں تو بیان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا اس کو امان دے اور اپنے فضل سے مجھے صدق لسان دے اور اپنی محبت کی بھی ایک خاص شان دے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا. This beautiful dua of our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Waqf Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, staying in the company of the lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala from his youth, Hazrat has gained such love of Allah Ta'ala that great personalities used to say, if you want to look at the, if you want to see love in the form of a body, which love is something you can't see, but if you want to look it in the form of the body, then look at Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah. Hazrat was soaked in the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And from this dua we can learn that when you get the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then only a person will know how to make dua. Otherwise we are making duas and we even think that I made solo duas and we think why my duas are not accepted. First of all, we don't know the etiquette of duas. Then we don't know what to be asking for. So here Hazrat teaches us that when you start realizing Allah gave us love for the very, very special purpose to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. And how to gain this love of Allah Ta'ala, we have to be begging Allah. So Hazrat, and this is why we come to these majalis. Allah has brought us here, we haven't come. Allah brought us here out of His mercy, in the company of the love of Allah Ta'ala, that to learn how to become the lovers of Allah, at least think that I want to gain the love of Allah, then to beg Allah Ta'ala in this way. And Hazrat says, Ya Rab, karam se apne dono chahade. That O Allah, out of your kindness and your mercy, that is, I don't deserve it in the least, but grant me both the worlds. In other words, grant me the good of this world and the hereafter. The reality of the dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina azab an-nar. That people, many people must understand this dua. Here Hazrat teaches us is, that O Allah, grant us out of your favor all the goodness of this world, that I do things that you are pleased. And then in the year after, you are extremely happy with me. And you give me a place in Jannah just out of your kindness. So Hazrat is teaching us here how to beg Allah Ta'ala. And we are all beggars of Allah Ta'ala. But we have to learn how to beg from Allah Ta'ala. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahade. Jo mustahi ghadab ka hai usko aman de. That O Allah, out of your mere kindness, and Allah Ta'ala is that kareem, very, very kind being, that Allah grants without we deserving it in the least. But so Hazrat is teaching us that Allah grants in such a way that O Allah, I'm begging you for the goodness of both the world, and I am such, jo mustahak ghadab ka hai unko aman, that I am worthy of your anger and your wrath, that I am doing everything wrong. But O Allah, you are so kind. You give me peace and you give me amnesty. That never mind, and this is Allah's kindness. That a banda just realizes and acknowledges, O Allah, I'm worth the worst punishment. But O Allah, please forgive me. When that person realizes this, then Allah Ta'ala's rahmat descends upon such a person. And these are the lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That al-iman bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. That iman is between the fear of Allah Ta'ala and the hope of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, if Allah Ta'ala has to say that everybody must go to Jannah besides one person, I fear it can be me. And this was his fear. And on the other hand, what hope of Allah Ta'ala? That if Allah has to say everybody go to Jahannam, one person to Jannah, I hope it could be me. But we have to be, first of all, get the company of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala and realize that we are the slaves of Allah and try to obey Allah's commands, then we can have the hope. Not that we just lead a reckless life and when Allah is merciful, I hope Allah would put me in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. The mercy of Allah is close to those people who try and do good. They try their best to do the best, but they realize what is our best. It's not worth being accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala at all. So we beg all the time, for apne fazl se mujhko sidqe lisan de, for apne muhabbat ki bhi ek khas shaan de. And what is the sign of this? That Allah, out of your mere mercy and your special favor on me, give me a true tongue. In other words, let me learn to make my tongue accustomed to be just making your zikr. And then I learn to talk properly. I learn to say those words that you are pleased. And this is very important. That Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. That O people, inculcate taqwa, get the love of Allah. Then learn to say the right words in the right way, in the right tone, which means far from that
So Allah Ta'ala give us, and then not only a true tongue. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam made the dua, waj'al li sana sidqin fil akhirin. Give me such a life that when I pass away, people can only talk about my history, how beautiful it was. This is the personality we should follow. And not like today, we say we followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam, but far from his lifestyle. Very, very far. And then you want to say, accommodate all are following Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala said clearly, Ibrahim alayhi salam was, ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiya wala Nasraniya, walakin kana Hanifa Muslima. He wasn't a Jew or a Christian inclined to any type of extravagance. He was on the straight path of Islam. And the only path, the only great personality, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is on that very straight path. And those that follow Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aur apni muhabbat ki bhi ek khas jaan de. And oh Allah, out of your kindness, give me such love that people, I've got a special splendor that when people see you, this person is a love of Allah. Like we see our mashayikh, our sheikh, people can, this is a love of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody has to raise a raw zukir of Allah. When you see them, you just think of Allah Ta'ala. What can be said when you hear of them? And you see their lifestyle. So Allah, give me that love of Allah Ta'ala, that reality comes into my life. Ya Rab, mujhe zuban aur aise makan de, jisme teri hi har yaad ho, aisi har aan de. And then when a person has got the love of Allah Ta'ala, he just wants to be soaked in the love of Allah. And he's making dua and teaching us that, oh Allah, give me such a tongue also. And give me such a place that all the time I am just engrossed in your, making your zikr, talking about your love. And this was Hazrat's lifestyle. All the time, whether it was on the, not only bayan time, whether it was on the Dastar Khan, Hazrat is talking of the love of Allah, like our Sheikh. Whether going to relax and going to have a rest, also talking of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Getting up, talking of the love of Allah. Sleeping, talking of the love of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, give us an iota of this reality. Koi hamare kaan mein aise puga de, jisse hamara har gune muh tujh pe ya, tujh pe jaan de. And Hazrat is teaching us that how you will get this. Said, oh Allah, give us such company that somebody whispers such a message in my ear that now every drop of blood in my body, every hair of mine just wants to be sacrificed upon you. And this is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our life can go, but we won't disobey Allah. We won't break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We won't compromise on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that we'll become shaheed, but we won't compromise the laws of Allah ta'ala. And people are talking about unity. Unity is actually that Allah's laws cannot be compromised. My life can be gone. So that is what we should realize here. Koi hamari kaan. Aur apni maarifat tujhe mukul ki mujhe aise shaan de har zarra kainat ke aisa tera nishan de. And Hazrat is teaching us that, oh Allah, the object of life that you have given us, to recognize you and to become your true slave. So Allah, out of your kindness, grant me such a splendor of your maarifat, of your recognition, that whatever I see, any speck, I only see you. And these are the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Whether they look up, whether they look down, wherever they see, they only see Allah Ta'ala. Allah, give us an iota of this reality. Then a person, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. A person becomes a humble slave of Allah Ta'ala. اپنا پتا دے مجھ کو یوں اپنا نشان دے جاؤ جہاں بھی دل میرا بس کچھ پہ جان دے. کہ دو اللہ, give me your address also. In other words, show me how to find you. And that is why Allah has brought us here, to learn how to find Allah Rabbul Izzat. And give me such a splendor that, oh Allah, wherever I go, in my heart, I only got you in my heart. And I got you in my heart in such a way that I'm ready to sacrifice myself for you. I won't break the commands of Allah, like this time of the year, as Hazrat says, that we forget our reality. We forget who we are. We are, it's just the kuffar. Allah Ta'ala says, ذَرْهُمْ يَعْفُلُ وَيَتَمَتَّوْا وَيُولِيمُ الْأَمَلُ وَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. They want to have the holidays and parties. We also want to be like that. Hazrat says, no, Ya Allah, give me such a life that wherever I go, I'm just be ready to sacrifice myself. And then we'll just translate one two poems at the end. Hazrat says, Malik, meri zubaan ko woh sahre bayaan de, جو میرے بعد سن لے وہ بھی تجھ پہ جان دے. Said, oh Allah, give me such a tongue that it got real mesmerism. Not people mesmerize you in the wrong thing. That mesmerism which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْبَيَانِ لَفِحْرَ. That people who got the love of Allah Ta'ala, their bayan got such, you just sit in one bayan, your heart will melt. And you realize, no, I was in the wrong direction. This is life, to get the love of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, give me such a tongue that whoever listens to my bayan also, they also want to become your lover. And they also want to give their life for you. And as we learn here in our talks of our Hazrat, when we sit with the right intention, then I'll realize, hey, I'm wasting my time. This is life, that I must become the true love of Allah Ta'ala. And finally, Hazrat teaches us, Akhtar ko apne gham ki wo makhmoor jaan de, jo tere dard wa gham ka hama tu bayan de. And oh Allah, give me that love of yours, that I am so covered in your love. And like when dust is blowing, how that dust covers a person. Give me such a cover of your love, that oh Allah, jo dard wa gham ka hama tu, that the pain of your love of Allah, wherever I go, I'm just talking of your love. So Allah Ta'ala, give us the reality through the barakah of our Shaykh, that we have come here to learn the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, grant us the true reality of this out of His mercy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. Next chapter, fulfilling the rights of Muslims. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Innamal Mu'minuna Ikhwa. The believers are brothers to each other. In another ayat, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that, O believers, let not any people ridicule another people, shouldn't mock one another. It may well be that they are better than them. Neither should women ridicule other women. It may well be that they are better than them. Neither find fault with each other, nor insult each other with nicknames. Vile is the name of sin after iman. Whoever does not repent, it is they who are the wrongdoers. Another ayat, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that, O believers, abstain from much suspicion, because some suspicion amounts to sin. Neither spy on one another, nor backbite one another. As for the hadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it is a flagrant sin to verbally abuse a Muslim, and to kill him, that is without justification, is close to disbelief. Another hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person says that people have been destroyed, that is when he says this after looking at the faults of people and considers himself to be free of faults, then he is the one who is most destroyed, because he is looking down upon the Muslims. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu narrated, he had Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, a carrier of tales will not enter Jannah. Person who carries tales will not enter Jannah. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person in the worst condition on the day of Qiyamah shall be the one who is two-faced. That is, he plays to the tune of one person when in his company, and to the tune of another when in the latter's company. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu raised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, do you know what is backbiting? Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, Allah and His Rasul know best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, speaking about your brother, about something which he dislikes. He was asked, what if what I am talking about my brother is really found in him? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, if what you say about him is really found in him, we have certainly engaged in backbiting about him. But if what you say is not found in him, then you have slandered him. That is, if it's true what is found in him, then you have done action of backbiting. And if he's not in him, that quality, then you get double guna. One of speaking bad about him, and the other one is slandering him. And Hazrat Mawlana Shafi Muhammad Al-Fursal Rahmatullah gave a beautiful explanation of this, that Allah loves every one of his bandas and servants. So if his servant has done wrong, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want you to look down upon him, to speak bad about him. And Hazrat gave us an example, the father got two sons, so and the sons are fighting among themselves, so they have their own differences, whatever. But the father doesn't want the neighbor to come and speak bad about his son. He can shout them, maybe he'll reprimand them, they're being wrong. He'll get angry with them. But the neighbor mustn't come and speak about his son. He'll feel upset. So every one of us, Allah loves us so much. Allah is hidden our fault. So we're speaking bad about somebody else. We're speaking bad about the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very beautifully has explained, he said that Allah wants to keep the izzat and honor of his friend, of all the believers, so we should not backbite. Hazrat Sufyan ibn Usayd al-Hadrami radiallahu anhu narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, it is extremely treacherous of you to say something to your Muslim brother which he believes to be true, whilst you are lying to him. The hadith Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if a Muslim taunts his Muslim brother over a certain sin, he will not die until he himself commits the same sin. This is the consequence of taunting. Yes, the above consequence will not apply if the sinner is advised and admonished in an effective manner. Another hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not express joy over the plight of your Muslim brother when he goes through some difficulty, whether worldly harm or dini harm. It may well be that Allah Ta'ala will show mercy to him and cause you to fall into the same plight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. The last hadith. Abdul Rahman ibn Ghanam radiallahu anhu and Asma binti Yazid radiallahu anha narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the worst people are those who carry tales and cause separation between friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all of these evil qualities.